And now to the United States, where figures show a huge turnout in the early voting for the midterm elections. More than 30 million Americans have already cast their ballots in at least 48 U.S. states ahead of Tuesday's vote. The number of votes in at least 28 states has already surpassed the 2014 early voting. While the developments come as U.S. President Donald Trump is leaving no stones unturned to garner support for his preferred candidates. Control of both houses of Congress, currently dominated by Republicans, and 36 governor's offices will be at stake in the elections.
The United States House of Representatives is in charge of federal legislation. That means the House is tasked with one of the most important duties in the U.S., what the government can and cannot consider a law. The House currently has 435 members. The number of representatives from each state depends on the population of that state. The figure changes every 10 years when the U.S. Census Bureau counts the population of the United States. States gain or lose representatives based on that count. According to the U.S. Constitution, the House of Representatives has the sole power to impeach certain officials, such as the president. House representatives serve for two-year terms, and this year, on November the 6th, all the House seats are up for grabs. Right now, the Republicans have a majority in the House, but the Democrats can put an end to that by only flipping 23 seats. And that spells trouble for President Trump. The midterm elections will, for the next 2 years, shape President Trump's chances to push his agenda on tightening immigration, dismantling the Obamacare Act, and his other key campaign promises. At the moment, the U.S. is one of the most politically polarized countries in the world because of Trump's controversial decisions. Therefore, the elections are expected to be a referendum on Trump.
We will impeach him, but he didn't do anything wrong. It doesn't matter. We will impeach him. We will impeach. But I say, how do you impeach somebody that's doing a great job, that hasn't done anything wrong?
It's really difficult to rely on polls these days, and they can always be wrong. And there is still time before the elections, meaning circumstances can change. But in most important districts, nearly all polls show one thing: the race will be tight. And of course, it's the battleground states and specific districts that count because of the number of representatives they have in the House. Currently, 69 congressional districts are considered toss-ups. That means they could either lean Democrat or Republican. So here's a look at some of these so-called critical districts. Illinois' 14th district, Iowa's 1st district, California's 39th district, Kentucky's 6th district, Texas's 32nd district, and New York's 19th district. So in fact, if the Democrats manage to take the House back, they can make President Trump suffer huge defeats at home, including on key issues such as health care, immigration reform, climate change, the economy, and of course, his infamous wall. And all that, in turn, could do great damage to his ambitions for a second term in office.